45. Aspiration for a Higher Life. What is it that has turned man's heart towards religion, mysticism, philosophy? Since time immemorial, his aspiration towards the diviner life is unconscious testimony to its existence. It is the presence within him of a divine soul which has inspired this turning, the divine life itself in his heart, which has prompted his aspiration. It is the presence of the overself in us that creates the germ of our aspirations for a higher life. It is the warm sunshine and cold rain of experience that nurtures the germ. It is the influence of spiritual individuals that brings the growth through its varying stages. If he were not already rooted in spiritual being, yes, here and now, he would not be able to feel the longing to find that being. Whether he is able to follow regular periods of meditation or not, he may still have the basic essential for spiritual advancement. This is the fundamental mood of aspiration, a strong yearning to gain the consciousness of his innermost being. They come to this quest seeking something beyond the misery, wretchedness, and cruelty of this chaotic world, something of light, warmth, kindness, and peace. It is natural and inevitable that, when ripened by experience, men should yearn to be united with their divine source. When he feels the urge to weep for no apparent reason, he should not resist, as it is a sign of the working of grace upon him. The more he yields to this urge, the more quickly will he progress. This is an important manifestation, although its inner significance will not be understood by the materialistic world. When the ego feels attracted towards its sacred source, there is an equivalent attraction on the overself's part toward the ego itself. Never doubt that the divine always reciprocates this attention to it of the human self. Neither the latter's past history nor present character can alter that blessed, hope-bringing fact. When his aspiration rises to an overpowering intensity, it is a sign that grace is not so far off.